if you have a drop of milk that falls onto a piece of meat, so then in such a case, then the meat becomes asur by itself, and the meat will now make another pot asur, even if the milk does not go into the pot, if there isn't 60 times of the pot. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting discussion where he discusses what about, it's already based on a Ramah, what happens if you have the same phenomenon, but not with solid, a solid piece of meat, but with liquids? Rav Moshe discusses what happens, this happens often, where you have instances by breweries, where you have, they're trying to make a kosher wine or a kosher alcohol, a kosher beer, but they're making it pots. The original brew is in pots that was once used for Yayin Nesech. So Rav Moshe discusses the following shaila, which is really based on a Ramah. And that is, what happens if you have a brew that was made in a pot that had Yayin Nesech, and there wasn't 60 times that original brew, but then, and this is what happens often in making wines and alcohol, particularly beer, then they pour it into a larger mixture. Now, if you remember, according to the Ramah, we say Chaticha Nasas Nevela even by Shari Surim. So Rav Moshe says the following: if we would say Chaticha Nasas Nevela on the smaller brew, which is then poured into greater vats, so then in such a case, then we would say that any company that's making a beer or a wine, if at one time it fell into a smaller mixture where you're not sure that there's shishim keneged, even if later on it goes into something that is shishim keneged, you're going to be stuck because you have chaticha nasis nevela by shari surim. However, says Rav Moshe, with many other svaris lahatir, we have a Ramah to save us. Says the Ramah, in Sadi Beis, Siv Katan Dalid, Yesh Omrim Delo Amrina Chaticha Nas Nevela Nisariv Iser Lach Beheter Lach. The only time we say Chaticha Nas Nevela, that once there was a mixture, it becomes poison, and then it's going to now be poison everything else, says the Ramah, that's only if you have an Iser that falls onto a Davar Yavish. But if it falls into a Davar Lach, so then there's a simple Svara. And that is, Chaticha Nasas Nevela only applies to Machlokas Rishonim, but the Ramah is lenient, so we could explain it in a lenient manner. Only applies where there is a Davar Choshuv to the original Iser. However, if there isn't a Davar Choshuv to the original Iser, liquid which disseminates, then Chazal never said this din of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and then in such a case, one could be mekel. So that is a very, very important exception for Chaticha Nasas Nevela. There is another important discussion about Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Does one say Chaticha Nasas Nevela on a pot? In other words, if you have a pot that absorbs an Isur, so now how do you measure the Isur? Do you measure the Isur based on the amount of Isur that went into the pot? Or do you say that since there are blios in that pot that seem to be one of blios that are in the pot that now have gotten the taste of the Isur, so then you should say Chaticha Nasas Nevela on all the blios of the pot? Do you measure the pot based on the little bit of Isur that went inside, or the entire blios inside of the pot? Now, how you measure blios is a separate question in itself, but says the Ramah, we don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela. So this is an important klal as well, that Chaticha Nasas Nevela only applies by this piece of meat. Finally, one more example of Chaticha Nasas Nevela, that if we didn't have an important heter, the Beis Meir, this shaila could really create a lot of problems. The Taz in Siman Sadi Beis raises the following question: the insect problem. The insect problem is a massive, massive problem. It goes like this. We all know that today, the poskim have discussed that there are worms that are inside a fish. So here we go, here we have a massive problem. And that is, if we Ashkenazim, our machmer, to Daniel's chagrin, to Chaticha Nasis Nevela by Shari Surim, and we say that the halachi is chaticha nasas nevela, not only with basar b'chalav, but if you have the taste of shar isurin inside of a food item, so then in such a case, and not only does that food item that got the taste from the isur now become asur, but the entire food item becomes asur. So says the Taz, if you have a worm, it davuk to a piece of fish, and then that fish falls inside of a pot. So now, the worm is not going to be giving tam into the entire pot. It's much less than shishim. That's a davar pashut. But if you say chaticha nasas nevela, so then in such a case, then if the worm has given over its taste to, let's say, pardon, I hope there are no girls listening to this, but the worm gives its taste over to the head of the fish, and then now you have to be mishayer the head, the whole head of the fish. So, and you can't rely on the fact that the worm is tiny, because the worm gives over the taste. Says the Taz, that's a problem. Chaticha nasas nevela. So this creates a major, major, major problem. For now, every single time, how do you know that what there weren't worms inside that can make the entire thing awesome? Comes to look long, the base mayor, and the base mayor makes a simple point, lahatir. The Taz says it's a real problem, chaticha nasas nevela by shari sur. Comes along the base mayor and he makes a very, very simple point, and that is, and this the girls will be masking, that the worm is not no Saint Tam l'shvach. It's only no Saint Tam l'fgam. So says the base mayor, this heter this Easter that the Taz said is only talking about those things. Here's his lashon: sheretz hanikra krepsh kivan the nechala akum. There was some sheretz that was eaten by Gentiles. In other words, it would not apply to a grasshopper in, what's Harrison Ford's movie? What's it called? Indiana Jones. Would not apply to Indiana Jones, but outside of Indiana Jones, where they eat the grasshopper, so most people would say it's no sintam lefkam, and if it's no sintam lefkam, it's not going to be a shayla at all. But that's how far chaticha nasas nevela goes. That once the yisur shari surim is in that larger piece, then it could asur the entire thing. We have concluded chaticha nasas nevela, and we'll get back to some more practical examples of basar b'chalav.